Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Jim Camp is back with us. Jim, I haven't talked to Jim in a little while, and we're glad to have him back with us. He's one of our top negotiating experts in our brain trust, and actually one of the top negotiating experts on the planet. And he's got a new book out called No, the Only Negotiating System You Need for Work and Home. No. It's what we tell our three-year-olds, right? And he's been doing this for a long time. He's been helping people like you and me become better negotiators for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time as well, and he's our good friend, Jim Camp. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jeff.
It's good to have you back. Now, you just got back from Russia.
Yeah, just got back from Moscow.
Whenever our Brain Trust members take trips like that, we always like to live vicariously through them. And so would you give us a little tour of what you found over there from a standpoint of entrepreneurship? What do you think about the future of business, maybe even small business in Russia?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, this was my second trip. So the first trip was in 2004. And, of course, it was a whole different world this trip, Jim. It went in 2004. Communism was on their face. Guards around the car.
Yep.
Uzi machine guns under leather coats, and I'm not exaggerating. Briberies on the highway.
Were you a little scared?
Yeah, I was. Patty and I both were a little scared. Patty had to remove her diamond ring. She was. The guard told her to take it off. Don't let anybody see it. We were there for the Supreme Court of Russia. For a three-day symposium on negotiations for business leaders, and sponsored by the Supreme Court, and I met some very high-level folks that were very kind to me. But it was a world of communism. It was still a communist influenced society. I mean, dull faces, no smiles, no look in the eye, no good morning, nothing. And this trip was a whole different. It looked like someone flipped a switch.
Huh.
People were smiling, laughing, saying hello on the streets, opening doors for you. You got to
wear your diamonds.
Patty didn't wear diamonds. Patty didn't go with me this trip, and I don't wear.
I know, but you like your diamonds too, Jim.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. I'm not a diamond guy. But the point is, the point is, it was a whole different world. And I was over there working with the top 20. Leaders of one of the world's largest banks, and they were absolutely wrapped up and alert to the United States' leadership, President Bush, and what he was doing with Wall Street, and what he was trying to carry out to spur our economy. And then,
of course, this was in December before the new administration. Go ahead.
That's right. And they were counting on President Obama. They talked in detail about President Obama carrying on the attitude President Bush had brought to the table to spur the world economy and keep going. And I've got to tell you, Jim, they're extremely entrepreneurial. They're struggling now.
They haven't always been, though, have they?
No, they haven't.
They're just learning about entrepreneurship now, aren't they?
That's exactly right. And let me just say this to you. It's the Wild West. I mean, this is not... I'm not trying to say to you that Russia is catching up or Russia's at our level, but I am saying this to you, that they're not going back to communism. They are truly capitalist.
We're not going to keep them down on the farm now that they've seen Paris. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're not. We're not going to keep them down on the farm. Now they're going to struggle, and they're going to have policies that we're not going to like. And you know, but I have to tell you, the world's going to change over the next 50 years. My grandchildren are going to have a whole different world than I had because, I had the Cold War and I had the Vietnam War.
Right, right.
And against Russia, and they're not going to have that.
Well, and the thing is that there's something about the spirit of entrepreneurship and the sweetness of liberty that once people have it, once people know what it tastes like, what it feels like, what it looks like, what it feels like when you put it on, the freedom, the liberty to seek opportunity for yourself and your family. Once people put that on, they not only want it, but Jim, they're willing to die for it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's one of the best things that can happen. See, this I just got through having this conversation with Tom Travis, and I'm going to quote Bastiat, folks. Get ready. I'm going to quote Frederick Bastiat on the other side of these messages. And we're going to get Jim Camp to talk to us some more, and we're going to talk about negotiating. Don't worry. Stay with us. That's Junior Walker, isn't it, Raj? Junior Walker, I think, in the All-Stars. Is that right? Yeah, Junior Walker in the All-Stars. Little shotgun bringing us back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jim Camp. We're talking about, he's been talking to us about Russia and what he found over there. And one of the things, Jim, I was just talking previous in the half hour. By the way, Jim's new book is called No. That's it. That's the title. No, N-O. The only negotiating system you need to work for home, you need for home and for work. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But, Jim, one of the things I want to get back to is something that Frederick Bastiat said 160 years ago. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And the more we can trade with Russia, the more we can trade with China, the more we can trade with anybody, the more trade we can do, the less chance we have of being at war with those people. What do you think?
I've got to tell you, I agree with that, and I'll tell you, I'd go a little further also, Jim. I really believe in talking to people. I think it's great that we trade, but I also, and I think that's absolutely critical, but I believe we talk to people. I know in Russia, I talked to people, and most importantly, I listened.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you that human beings all over the world make their decisions exactly the same way I do, and that's emotionally.
Right. Race and relationships.
That's right. And it's how we see it. You know, it's how we envision it, and it's what it looks like. And that discussion creates vision for us. And you know, I believe firmly, I wrote an article 5 months ago that's out there on the Internet about talking with Iran. I've been to Iran. I was in Iran when the Shah was in power, and, you know, the Iranian people are wonderful people. They're very dedicated people.
The Iranians, some of the most gentle people I've ever met in my life were Iranians.
That's right, and
they're not like Ahmadinejad. The most of the Iranians are not.
No, that's exactly right. But you know, to me, it's so critical that we talk to them.
Yep.
I think we really truly have to talk to
them. What happens though, Jim? And they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. What happens when you're talking to them and they say no?
Well, that's
when you're negotiating with them and they say no.
I tell you what, I love it when someone says no to me because that just starts the negotiation. Well, where do we differ? Where am I falling short here? And we can just keep right on talking. And we can talk for the next 30 years and not shoot each other.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're talking, Jim, we're not shooting. As long as we're trading, armies aren't marching. As long as we're talking, we're not shooting.
Right.
I believe very
even
I mean,
but even when we say no.
Absolutely. No starts the negotiation. It doesn't finish it.
Yep.
I mean, look what happened in Vietnam when they said no to the shape of the table. They kept talking, right? Now,
yeah.
I wasn't very happy with that because I thought we were very weak and in our negotiations because we were leading with compromise and they didn't know we were serious until linebacker two, and just the whole mission and purpose was flawed. But, You know, I'm coaching the largest renewable energy project in the world. Our country doesn't even know about it, and it's coming. And it's probably going to, in the next 5 years, it's probably going to replace 30% of foreign oil. Hmm. But they don't even know it's coming. And this is all renewable energy. It's not solar. It's not wind. It's going to create thousands of jobs and more than $1 trillion in revenue for the country. And, you know, I've got to tell you, this is coming to fruition. I've been coaching it now for 4 years. And under the radar, it's coming to fruition because of mission and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The inventors have a mission. They have a purpose. And their decision-making is exquisite because of that mission and purpose. And that's what's in the book. And so all the listeners out there have got to know about mission and purpose. And if they do, they're going to find this whole situation we're in right now is going to go by them pretty quickly.
Tell us about it. Explain to us what you mean by mission and purpose.
Well, what's your long-term aim? What's your continuing task and responsibility? What does it look like? What are you bringing to the world that has value? What are you delivering? For example, my purpose today is try to provide your listening audience a vision of the opportunities out there if they just understand mission and purpose. That's the purpose of this conversation mm-hmm. for me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to focus on that. So every decision I make will be driven to help enlighten them and create vision. For example, the decision by the inventors to keep this new technology under the radar, out of the public eye, so they can get it developed as a brilliant decision.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would want to run to the newspapers and brag.
Right, right.
And these guys, they're under the radar. Nobody knows about them. It's very secure in confidentiality.
Don't you want to break that news on the show right now?
No, I wish I could. I can't. But
but you will though. Whenever they're ready, though, you'll come back.
Eventually,
you'll come back here and break it on my show, right?
Sure, I'll come back and tell you about it. But the point is, big oil would try to snuff this.
Right.
There are forces out there that economically would try to defeat these folks.
Right.
So they're under the radar.
Are they in the United States?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, but
when will we know about these people?
I think it might be as close as 30 days.
Wow. Well, we need to go ahead and schedule you back on the show then, right?
Well, I'll tell you, you got to schedule me at least. What we ought to do, honestly, what we ought to do is I ought to find out when they're going to announce, and then I'll come on the show.
Or how about this? How about if I go where they are and I do my show from there?
Well, that might be able to do that too.
I do that all the time. I break news on this show all the time from around the world. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Jim Camp. The book is called N-O, the only negotiating system you need for work and home. Stay with us. Little Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Jim Camp is our guest. He's the author of the new book titled N-O, the only negotiating system you need for work and home. Jim, tell us where your book's available and how we can find you online.
Oh, we can go to, you can go to startwithno.com and visit our website. We've got a lot of... We've tried to put a lot of tips in there for the folks who want to visit. Amazon.com, of course, any Barnes & Noble, any big bookstore has the book or can order it for you. You can also go online and get it digitally for your MP3 player, your iPod, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mission and purpose.
Mission and purpose is the key.
And explain that to us again. Tell us how we can put mission and purpose in our small business.
Mission and purpose is what is our.
This is in the book. This is in the book too, by the way, folks.
It's all in the book.
Yeah.
It's also in our CDs in depth, teaching in front of our clients. We've actually got recordings of live coaching sessions, that they can folks can get their hands on. Mission and purpose is simply. In a very straightforward manner, it's your long-term aim, it's your continuing task and responsibility. For example, if your job, let's say that your business, your small business is a locksmith business, then the mission and purpose would be to provide the residents and businesses in your area the comfort of knowing that you can deliver services that keep their businesses and homes secure. So let's say that might be, it's that simple. So,
right.
But thinking through what you really do will drive your decision-making. And that decision-making is the key to our success today. And if you think about the failures in this society and what we're experiencing, 9 times out of 10, if you really dig down, you'll find they don't have a mission and purpose.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the auto industry does not have a mission and purpose.
The guys who created the who added the extra leverage onto the securitized mortgage packages had no mission and purpose.
That's exactly right.
The members of Congress who allowed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to get out of hand when they were warned about how bad they were in shape they were in, the leaders of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac who knew that they were in bad shape and kept taking big bonuses and letting those things get out of hand, they had no mission and purposes.
That's right.
That's not what you find on Main Street, Jim.
Right.
Main Street is full to the brim with mission and purpose.
That's exactly right. And the idea that if you don't have that or haven't thought about it, you've got to get on that track because it will help your decision making. And if it's flawed, if it's in your world to your benefit, it's not valid.
Mm-hmm.
If it brings power or money to you, it's not valid. What do you deliver to others? I heard you ask the gentleman who was on just prior to me, mm-hmm. What can I do for you? Jim, you did that because of your mission and purpose. What can I do to help you? That's driven by your mission, your purpose. You're reaching out to help others. And you know that that is what you do. And that's your mission, your purpose. So, folks,
well, and see, small business owners do this all the time. And this is why I keep talking about what big businesses, what Wall Street, what Washington can learn from small businesses. But mostly what we get is disregard, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. I was just in Congress. I visited two senators and two congressmen in November before I went to Russia. And they're not on, I got to tell you, they're not on the mission and purpose track.
Right.
It's about how do I get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
It's all to their benefit, all money and power to them. And a lot of them don't have that vision.
Right.
And it's all about me and mine and what I want.
If you would like to see what that looks like walking around, folks, watch Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. I'll pick on those two because they're pretty obvious. And I'm not just saying that because they're both in the same party. I mean, there are some on the other side too
that we could point out.
But those are the two. They've got the biggest targets on their back. Jim, this has been a great interview. Thank you so much for helping us with this. Thanks for the great report on Russia, and I'm making me hopeful about them now. And thanks for helping us understand mission and purpose. Give us that website one more time, please.
Yes, sir. The website is startwithknow.com.
And his books are there, including the new one, which is Know, N-O, and I hope you check it out. When you get a chance, Jim's got a lot of good stuff there on his website, and I know you'll like it. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job
today.
Hey,
Jim, take care. Goodbye. Say bye to everybody for me, and I'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.